I have a special guest, very special guest. I think maybe, John, you've been here before, but I still consider you a special guest on KTWH. Thank you so much for being here the morning after of probably a pretty late night. So I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Good to be back with you, Katya.
Yes. And we'll just preface this by explaining to listeners who don't know that you are the producer of the Sea Change film that, or one of the producers, that premiered last night. That is a partnership of PBS North and Hamline University Center for Global Environmental Education. We've heard about this as it has evolved with the Big Swim last summer, and even before that with the kiosks that you've placed up and down the North Shore to increase just people's interest and awareness and education in different aspects of the environmental parts of the North Shore. What a project. John, let's just start by saying I know you've been, you know, a visitor on the North Shore probably your whole life, but how long has this project been going on?
Right. So, you know, I would say it's really been about 3 years that, you know, we've been working at this very intensively. And as you said, you know, kind of the idea is to use multiple strategies for educating, raising awareness with the public in general, you know, with visitors to the area as well as residents, and also with schools, with teachers and students. And so, you know, we have this fleet of multimedia kiosks, you know, large format multimedia computers, the kind of thing you see in major museums. We have 30 of them now, and they're in all the major state parks up and down the North Shore, at the Maritime Visitor Center in Duluth and Canal Park, in highway rest areas along I-35 between Duluth and the Twin Cities. You know, again, 30 of them. So, you know, in the course of these, well, since 2022, when we really started to build this out significantly, we now have reached more than 360,000 people with this kiosk network. We have a mobile app that plays on smartphones that has, you know, all the kiosks and the mobile app just have hours of stories, short videos, you know, slideshows, interactive modules about the natural and cultural heritage of the region. And then we've also repurposed all that content on the web for schools to use. And then we do professional development programs with teachers. And we have a stewardship program where citizens can, who live in communities along the North Shore, Duluth and Superior, can adopt their storm drains, the drains in the street that channel rainwater and melted snow and stuff, which normally goes right into Lake Superior without being treated. So what we do is encourage people to adopt their storm drains to keep pollutants out of the storm drain to help preserve the quality of the lake. So it's really this multifaceted project that, you know, also includes these broadcast documentaries we're developing with PBS North.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the big picture.
Yeah, that is a big picture. And you know, you've got the Center for Global Environmental Ed is kind of a heady name, too, and I'm starting to understand what it kind of means by that. Why did you pick the North Shore? You can't do this everywhere in the world, obviously, and you just pick some places to really focus on. So how did we get so lucky?
Yeah. Well, you know, partly, you know, the North Shore, Lake Superior is, you know, we're based in the Twin Cities. We're at Hamline University. You know, it's kind of our backyard. I mean, we're also very active doing the same kind of stuff on up and down the Mississippi River, in the Mississippi Gulf Coast region, the Mississippi River Delta. We're busy in actually all five Gulf states and also in Hawaii. So we do this kind of everywhere, but this is where Lake Superior is where we've really been able to kind of put all these pieces together. So, you know, the idea being if you've got all these strategies that are communicating this information within a geographic region, they all these strategies complement each other and really have the opportunity to kind of move the needle about raising awareness and getting people engaged. So we're really excited to be able to do this here. You know, we've had support, we've had good grant support and community support. The city of Duluth has fully embraced our Adopted Drain program, as have the communities up and down the shore. And so, you know, things have just come together in a special way here. and yeah. we're very excited about that.
It is a special place, that's for sure. And so last night's premiere drew probably close to 500 people. That's pretty big crowd for a late November evening, I got to say. How did it go last night?
It was great. That's right. We were at Mitchell Auditorium in the College of St. Scholastica, which hosted the event, which was wonderful. It's a beautiful auditorium, and it was very full and a good, enthusiastic crowd. So it was a great way to kind of kick this off. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it seems like the film, which I was there to see it last night, you draw on so many different people and organizations, you know, lots and lots of interviews in there, lots of stories, lots of visuals, amazing music, of different videographers. And I mean, it must be quite a process. You must get to know the North Shore pretty well through all this.
Yeah.
How do you decide what to use? You know, you just have so much information.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's a huge topic, and it's the largest freshwater lake in the world. So, you know, it's a big subject to be addressing. And, you know, the seed for this, or the starting point, was actually something that you, Katya, and your husband, Mark, helped us to realize. In we know that in your work with your charter sailing business, you know, you have documented and been aware of the rising temperature of Lake Superior. The surface waters are getting warmer significantly. It is among the fastest warming of the large lakes in the world. And that really caught our attention. And so, you know, the documentary itself just really explores that question. You know, what does that mean that the lake is warming up? What does that mean for the natural systems of the lake? What does it mean for the legacy of this lake? And, you know, there's a lot of stories there. And so, you know, it just was a process of finding people who can reflect on that question from different perspectives, commercial fishermen, sailors. We work closely with the Fond du Lac band and their perspectives on their homelands that include the St. Louis River estuary, which is an important part of this story, and its relationship to the lake and how things have changed there. So, you know, it's been a big project, but just kind of like finding the best stories and documenting those and then kind of putting it together, working with the scientists who are doing the research on the lake and getting out on research vessels with the EPA and so forth. And, you know, just kind of knitting all that together into a story. And so, yeah it's quite a process.
It is quite a process. And I think you are a super sleuth for finding and weaving it all together, as you say, really. It was just an amazing film. Tell us, for people that did not go last night, how can they avail themselves of this film?
Right. So it's the debut broadcast of the documentary is going to be on Monday evening, December 4th, on PBS North at 7 o'clock p.m. So that'll be, you know, an easy way for folks to tune in and see that. And then PBS North will continue to do additional broadcasts, so you can just check their broadcast schedule if you're not able to see it on Monday night. And then, you know, eventually it'll also be posted on the web. PBS North will have it on their website. Our center will have it on our website as well. So, you know, those are places you can go to. It's probably be a month or two before it's really widely available on the web, just because we want to emphasize the television broadcasts initially.
Yeah. One thing that I really appreciate about it is the documentary is free. It's a part of public television. Mm-hmm. And also all the educational resources for schools, I think that's also free, right? Like, this is really an offering you're giving. It's not anything people need to join or pay for.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And that's, you know, we're really mission driven. I mean, the mission of our center is to inspire environmental literacy and stewardship in citizens of all ages. So, you know, that's what drives us in our work. And so, you know, we need obviously money to keep the lights on and get people paid and all that, but it's not a money making thing. This is really about trying to make a difference in the world. So,
yeah. And now, are you resting on your laurels at all, breathing easy? Are you looking ahead? What do you see next?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a big lake, Lake Superior, and we've interested in kind of expanding this effort. We're looking at the possibility next year, you know, of doing one of these documentaries every year. And what we're looking at for next year would be looking at the estuaries of Lake Superior, or possibly other Great Lakes as well. You know, the estuaries are the places where rivers flow into the lake, where there's a large bay area, and you get a mixing of the river water and the lake water. And it's very different. You know, the chemical composition is very different. The temperature is different. The rivers bring a lot of nutrients down to the lake. And those are estuaries are just super productive and important biologically, ecologically, for, you know, fish species and so forth. So, you know, telling that story and how important they are, and how they're different, and looking like at the St. Louis River estuary, which has had quite a long history of industrial impacts, and it's now being cleaned up and restored compared to other estuaries around the lake. So that's one of the topics we're looking at. But there's no end of stories to be told, that's for sure.
That is for sure. And I learned a lot from the film, just the piece that was about the St. Louis estuary, just a lot of things I had never thought of. And also it was fun to hear of a story that's on its way up, you know, a really destroyed habitat that is now coming back. So that was a cool part of that. And that would be neat to see if you can dive even deeper into that zone.
Indeed.
Yes. Well, so much to talk about, John. I hope you won't stop visiting the North Shore now that this project is somewhat completed, but we would love to have you again sometime. Is there anything you'd like to sort of shout out there before we sign off?
Well, I would certainly acknowledge and give thanks to our friends at PBS North. You know, it was a real co-production, a very collaborative process, and they're terrific to work with, and just encourage people to, you know, support public television. It's a great medium for getting stories like this out. We're appreciate the support we've gotten. The Minnesota DNR has provided funding. Manitou Fund has been an important supporter of our work. And then all of the agencies, EPA, NOAA, University of Minnesota Large Lakes Observatory, have been important partners in this whole enterprise. So, you know, it's been incredible, and, you know, really fun and interesting to connect with all these folks that have strong connections to Lake Superior and really deep understanding of what's happening there. So, you know, just really encourage people, listeners, to, you know, just think about, appreciate how important Lake Superior is. 10% of the world's surface freshwater right outside our door here. You know, it's just an incredible resource. And just, you know, the more we understand it, the better we appreciate it. You know, it's just so important. As we say, you know, water is, as you have said, Katya, water is such an important resource today. It's just, you know, what could be more important? Water is life, and we need to preserve those resources.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, and we'll have you again sometime.
All right, Katya, great to talk with you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Once again, that was John Shepherd. He is one of the producers of Sea Change, the Sea Change documentary that just came out last night.